Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is already, we're on Thursday, Dream Team Thursday, and it is the 26th of April. Four more days left to the month. We're already talking May. We have the summit May 5th and 6th. It's not this coming weekend, the following weekend. And I locked the first day on self-love, and I've had Susan is here from Germany, and I met with her yesterday, and I met with her last week, and she asked me, you know, do you need any help with anything? And I said, well, you know, I'm kind of being low-key, and, you know, I want to travel with it this time, and I want to, you know, kind of meet people where they live. And I had, you know, the first day is all about self-love, and the second day is planning your life. So we did the self-love thing, and she's like, oh, wow, you know, I didn't think of this, I didn't think of that, wow, this is, and we had this great meeting, and yesterday we went through this sheet that looked like it was, you know, pretty light, pretty simple, and I said, you know, go ahead and do it, and then tell me how you feel, and so she did it, and it took her a while to do it, like 3 hours, and she's like, God, I'm exhausted, and I thought, that's exactly how much it takes and what it takes for us to take a look at our life. I mean, the fact that we'll do it together will be easier. And, you know, it's honestly a life changer. Not like it changes your life. Your life is so bad you have to change it today. Not like that. It's the movement, because wherever you put energy, wherever we put energy, there's energy there, ours. And whatever it starts to do, it starts to shape itself for you. And it's not like a wish coming true or a dream coming true. It's the way life works. Think about it. You could have a room and it's cluttered, and you see it every single day and it's cluttered. Like really cluttered, like you have junk in the corner. You don't even know what's there and what's under what. And you pass it every single day. And you get used to it there. So it doesn't look weird to you. It just looks like, oh, yeah, and maybe one day I'll clean it. But I'm okay. It kind of gives me comfort to see it like that. You know, that's my clutter. And you just see it every day. And then one day, you walk by it and you go, you know, I feel like cleaning that corner. You go through and you clean it, and you, honest to God, do not realize how much stuff is there. And as you start cleaning it out and you spread it out, it fills the whole room. And you're like, wow, that corner took up all this space. What am I going to do with all this stuff? And you decide you're going to throw some of it away, and you decide you're going to use some of it, and some of it's great and usable. And then underneath it, you find stuff you couldn't find for a while. A favorite book. Something you thought you lost. All these things that you start to think, wow, I'm so happy to see this again. Oh, I remember this book. I love this book. Oh, look, this is where I left my journal. I couldn't find it for the longest time. Oh, and I just found my paint set. It's like underneath all that. And it happens when you start looking in and saying, hey, wait a minute. I forgot this about myself. Oh, you know, I thought that for a quick minute. But when you put attention on it, the corner's going to get cleaned up, because you're bending over, picking stuff up, moving it down, and there's movement. And then after you clean it, you can't believe you cleaned it. So then you like walk back to that corner every once in a while after you've cleaned it and go, wow, that really looks good. And the reason it looks good is because of all of your labor that went into it. all of your time, your attention. All of a sudden, it means something to you that that corner looks good. And then you think, oh, what else do I want to do? And, you know, the whole thing about cleaning, Christ always says, if you ever want to sort out your mind, organize your thoughts, clean something. And we clean the inside. I saw Christina yesterday, who was part of the summit last year and did the food part, which I absolutely loved. And we have Kelly coming back this year to make our meals. But when we met, she said, you know, I knew you had to do this on your own this year. I knew you had to. Because, you know, you got to talk not as much as you probably needed to or wanted to. But whatever last year was, it was so beautiful that I lived on it. I said, I lived off it. Three weeks after the summit, I'm still floating on air. And it made me look forward to seeing what we can do this year. And when she said that, I knew it was true, because even in the exit interviews, people said, well, I want more of the life plan of the Life Plan Summit. And I was trying to cover all bases in 3 days, and that was tough, but we tried. But this year, we're only doing the life plan, and that's what I want to travel with. It's like the LPS, that's what I'm calling it, you know, the LPS, Life Plan Summit. And when I was trying to write it in short, so I didn't keep writing Life Plan Summit, yesterday, I'm like, oh, wow, it's the LPS. So I kind of named it. But it's been a very interesting thing. So anyway, I know I don't talk about it very much, and today I decided to. But if you want to know more about it, it's on my website on NadiaKhalil.com. So I have two dreams, and I also have a dream of my own. It wasn't the whole dream. I know sometimes we remember all these dreams, but I had, during a dream, I had like this little visitor, and I don't remember anything about the dream except for the visitor. And what happened was, I have my ex-husband, the father of both of my children. I have not been married to him since 1997, if you could imagine. That's like 22 years ago, or 21 years ago. And he's never been happy to see me, and I didn't realize that, or nice to me. And it wasn't that he never was. He was in the ways he could be, but it was always to get something out of me. It was always contrived, and for some reason, you know, whatever he had going on in him, he was scared to love. And I didn't know that then. And I'm glad I didn't, because then I would have felt sorry for him and stayed even longer than I did. And it was really hard. But it was just that whole narcissism and the whole thing. And it wasn't good or bad. It just was the way it was. So I got used to being looked at with skeptical eyes and with, I want to say questioning guys, you know, what are her motives? What is this? What is that? And I don't even think that much about anything before I do it. Like, you know, what do I want back out of it? And I'm going to, you know, swindle this person into, but he made me feel like that. And he made me feel like nothing was authentic and everybody was contrived. And it was really hard to live with that mindset. And then the other day, I haven't seen him in a while. I used to more because the kids were little and all of these things. But then once he realized he couldn't get me back, we didn't see each other very much. And I was in a restaurant, and I was walking out, and he saw me. And I was with company, and he was with company. So, you know, we were both there. And as I was passing by, I said hi to the friend, and you know, he put his head down, wouldn't even look at me. And I thought, God, that's odd. I mean, at least face the music, you know. And either way, I just nodded to the friend after I said hello, and we left. And I just left it there. And I thought, wow, to take it to that extreme, to be, you know, how like a little kid, you think if you cover yourself with a blanket, no one can see you. So either way, I continue walking out, and for the first time in my life, I didn't feel weird or bad that that happened. Normally I would. It just didn't even faze me, not even a slight. So 3 nights ago, I'm asleep. I'm having a dream. I probably would have remembered the dream or not. I don't know. But he, my ex-husband, came out from behind a tree. And that was the very first time since I have known him as a human that he looked at me with love. His face looked different. It was clean and clear, and I want to say free of the narcissism. And it was loving, and that made my heart fly. And I thought, wow, what a difference to see that. And I never realized what I was telling you while I was setting up this little moment. I never, ever realized that I've never seen it. And I got to see it. And I woke up and I was happy. And I knew in my heart that he was okay. We no longer need each other in any way. And hopefully, I mean, I don't know about a friendship. We did that already, but, you know, he kind of got frustrated at the end because he was trying to get something he wanted, and it was all about the capture, and, you know, that wasn't what I was after. But it's beautiful to me how much it meant to me to see him smile for real. Just for real. So that was probably the coolest little snippet in a dream I have had. That was cool. So anyway, I have two more dreams. I have one dream from Susan, and she says, and this is Susan on the radio page, which we opened up to the public. We had it private for a while. We were having all this crazy stuff happening all at one time, but it's open back up to the public. So if you want to visit it, it's the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. It's on Facebook, and there we discuss, we put videos, we, you know, say good morning, and it's really kind of cool. It's a great group, so take a look at it. But this was on the page, and she's telling me her dream. I dreamt of helping my friend who got arrested and went to jail to change her life so she would have a life to go back to. I went to her apartment, looked at her situation. There, I brought to her attention that they have over 20 people living in their apartment on their backs taking up their space. I had them all lined up and kicked them out one by one. The last one were climbing buddies. I told them that they would have to leave for now but could come back when the apartment was refurnished and they had an appropriate place to be in. The dream stopped right there. I knew that the next time was to get that furniture out so the real purpose of each room would be visible and livable. The hallway would be a hallway and the kitchen a kitchen, not a bedroom and living room all together all over the place. Well, what can I say? When you have a dream like that, do you remember what I just talked about, cleaning that corner, and you go through and you realize you're finding things you couldn't remember where you put them because they were just covered up by being covered up? When you dream of a bunch of people in a place like that, you are enjoying a personal freedom. And that personal freedom is being able to say, hey, you know what? I have a choice. I can ask people for what I need. And even though it sounds aggressive, you lined them up and you, you know, kicked them out and your friend went to jail, but in your mind, you feel like something drastic has to happen before you can do what you need to do. Like someone has to go to jail and then, you know, you come in and you're the cleanup committee all by yourself, and you get rid of people. And then you want things to be what they are, not what they look like they are. Because if people are sleeping in a kitchen and sleeping in a hallway and sleeping, there's no base. And you're creating space in your life, and you're basically taking out what you don't need. In the dream, it's as people, but it's things that have happened to you along the way. And it's, I have to tell you guys, and I did see Susan yesterday, so I can even talk on it which about Susan, but I also have another friend who also cleaned out her life. And once you clean it out, all of a sudden you're lonely. You don't have anyone to talk to. Because once you clean out, you realize, oh my gosh, I have been carrying a lot of things in my life that weren't really positive. But now that I don't have them, I feel lonely because now the replacement of more positive people did not come into play. Think about that. And so then you almost want to go back. But what I need to say is be patient, because this dream is telling you, okay, you've cleaned it up. You're starting the refinishing process and refurbishing. But let yourself do that. It does feel empty. That's why people, when they have habits, go back to them, because they didn't replace them yet. And you know in your dream that you want to do it. You know you want to put things in order. But be patient so that you can put them in order. And to some, you said, you know, you can come back, but what's going to happen is that you will have outgrown them by then and you will know it. There's times where you accept sleeping like that. You don't care where you lay your head. I have so many people who come by and say, you know, hey, can I come and stay on your couch? I used to say, yeah. Now I say, no. Well, one, I don't have enough room. But when they say stay on your couch, it's different than can I come and stay with you, because then you feel like you have to accommodate. But if they say stay on your couch, well, you have a couch. Everyone has a couch. How are you going to say no? I learned to say no. Because I realized that if somebody is in my house, there is no way on the face of this earth that I can have someone in my house and still get my work done and still do what I need to do, because I will accommodate them. It's not a just stay on your couch. It would have to be like a week of vacation days for me. And I would get ready and I'd buy enough food and I'd do all this stuff. There's no way someone just comes and stays on my couch and I'm not, you know, going to take care of it or them. And I realize that I do that. So it's not just them coming for a day or two or three or five. It's a whole thing. And that's what happens here in your dream. You knew that you have to come in and take care of the whole thing from the beginning. Okay, your friend is in jail, got arrested. Okay, she's out of the way. Now you can do what you know you need to do. And you will prepare. And now you're understanding the preparation. You're understanding that things need to have a certain order. And that's where you're at in your dream. So actually, pretty good dream. That's like a spring cleanup dream, but in your own mind, in your own life. So now I have another one from Maria Dulce, and she says, "Dear Nadia, I had a dream last night for Dream Theme Thursday, if possible. Although I only remember the last part, I can recall that I was in a strange house in a foreign country and different culture. I was with the people that I knew and some I didn't know. The last part that I remember before waking up was, I was lying on a single bed. I felt very, very tired after having a long day. Then I noticed someone was lying as well at the top of the bed. I got up and it was a little old Asian lady with white hair tied at the back, wearing homely clothes that were in orange, brown color sari. She was on her right side curled up in a fetal position. She seemed so tired, much more than I was. I felt an immense love for her, put my arms around her and positioned her properly on the bed, covered her with a blanket. Then I tried to put a pillow under her head very gently because I didn't want to wake her up. As I was doing so, she grabbed the pillow slowly and made herself comfortable. I felt so much love. I watched her for a few seconds, feeling so happy, even though I didn't know her, I felt at home. Thank you for your time. Lots of love, Maria." That is such a beautiful dream. Even reading it made me feel the beauty of us knowing that taking care of each other doesn't require much. Loving each other doesn't require much. Noticing each other, we have long forgotten the beauty, the warmth of taking care of each other. And you're at a place now where you feel that you understand your life enough to take care of another person. And you are. And it's beautiful. It feels beautiful. And it doesn't matter how old or how young. Giving anybody comfort, and you know that you can. And you realize you don't have to be perfect. Everything doesn't have to be done before you can love or care for another person. And the bigger part of it is, in your dream, is that you were allowed to. She didn't wake up and tell you to stop. She didn't wake up and, you know, scream at you. She just grabbed her pillow and went back to sleep because she also lived in that love. It's the feeling that if somebody in your family falls asleep on the couch and they've been asleep and you walk by and you think, oh, we always get kind of cold when we sleep. Let me cover them. And you cover them. They always feel it. And when they wake up, they'll tell you, hey, thank you for covering me. And sometimes they'll look for a blanket. They'll just be so sleepy, they don't want to get up and get it, and they just fall back asleep, even though they might be a little cold. But this is just self-permission to help, and nobody needs to ask you before you help them. It's really beautiful. Very beautiful. There will always be an opening for love. And that's what your dream is telling you. And it doesn't only have to be someone who looks like they're in immediate need, but when we do nice things for each other, that is the common denominator of all of our lives that we can. Doesn't matter where we live, it doesn't matter what we have or don't have, it doesn't matter where we work or don't work. Being kind, being loving is not a weakness. And we're looked at, oh, look at how dumb that person is. They're like actually being nice. Oh, they're just wasting their time. I know a lot of people ask me, why do you do that? Why are you giving that time? And I think, well, why not? In my mind. But for them, it interrupted their flow. And then later on, years later on, they would say to me, hey, I get that. I'm doing this now, or I'm doing that now, and I can't believe how good I feel. Because the energy exchange with love, what are you going to exchange? More love. And it happens. That's the one thing that I have found over time in life, is that nobody rejects love when it comes unless they cannot love themselves. And yet even then, they appreciate it. They may not speak on it, but they appreciate it. Look at how even in a dream, seeing my ex-husband wave at me and seeing his face, I didn't know the difference between a face that, you know, is always kind of skeptical and, you know, wondering what the world's trying to do to him, compared to the face I saw in that dream that was just such a happy face that even the eyes smiled. The eyes smiled. And I can tell you now, eyes can smile. Freedom. It was like the actual person in real life if you could visualize it or put a picture on it or put props on how it feels to witness him, all you see, and it's crazy that you see it, but all you see are like chains going all the way around. But there's no lock on it, which means there's no key for it, so you can't unchain the person. But I saw him unchained. And that felt beautiful, even if it was just in a dream. And it made me realize that my intentions for him, that's what they always were. They were what I just saw come back. I just never saw it come back in real life. So thank God for dreams sometimes, because they'll release something that you kind of can't on your own. And that's okay, because I can't live another person's life, but you can cover them with a blanket, put a pillow under their head. Whether it's figuratively, by listening, or physically, by really putting a pillow under their head. And they don't have to be more tired or, you know, less strong than you are. Sometimes we think only people who need help, who are, you know, suffering something, we're not, and we can see it and we come by and help. But even the strong people, even the people who look like it's all together, it's something very beautiful about a human-to-human contact. And that's becoming a big deal now, because the tech world has replaced a lot of that time that we used to give each other, whether it was through conversation, time just going for a walk. We're starting, I don't know if I'm picking up on a trend or it's just because I live in California and it's warm out all year and people go out all the time, but I'm noticing more people out with each other than I have. And I live in an urban area where I go out and walk a lot. So I see the differences, you know, and even somebody that I see on a walk, I just see them with their dogs in the mornings. And he said, you know, he wrote me on Facebook and said, gosh, I don't see you walking anymore. And I thought, oh, it's because I'm taking a different route for a while, because I needed to mix it up a little bit. And but he noticed, because those good mornings do mean a lot. He asked me one day, what do? That you walk so early in the morning? Like, do you like rush and go back to work, or what do? And I said, well, I work from home. Oh, well, what do? Well, I write books. Oh, what do you write books about? The soul. Can I get one? Yes. How? Amazon. And he really ordered the book. And then one day he was walking with his wife, and I met them both and another dog. And I thought, oh my gosh, that's so cool. And then I got to know some of the gardeners who are like, they take care of a house all day, you know, so they're there like 3 days a week or something, and I see them. And before you know it, my whole walk is sprinkled with good mornings. Whole walk. It's really cool. There's always room for love. Always, always room for love. And you don't even know it until you're done at the end of the day and you say, wow, I saw so-and-so and they were happy to see me. I was happy to see them. All you did was say hi. All you did was smile in the beginning. There's one man whose dog I met when he first got him, and every time I see the dog remembers. And it made me love the dog because the dog loved me. Very, very cool. But those were great dreams, you guys. Thank you for sharing. Have a great day, and I'll see you on Questions Friday. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.